Episode 438, August 26, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
We are back, Joe, after a week off. Welcome back. Welcome, everybody, to the Rob and Joe Show.
Yeah, I guess we started a little bit early. I was talking.
No, yeah. We pretty much. We were in the middle of a great Norm Macdonald conversation.
Well, I was going to say, I was listening to a Norm Macdonald. He was talking about he was going to try out sadomasochism.
Okay.
He goes, but what sucks is when you, what's the person that gets the punishment? Is that the sadist?
Yes.
So he was like.
Or no, is that the mass? I don't know.
Whatever. He's like, hey, but when you're early on, you have to be the sadist or whatever. What is the one? He goes, it's bad. He goes, and then he goes, but you know, I have a safe word. You know what a safe word is?
I know what it is. Yes.
You
no,
do?
No. Oh, do I know what a safe word?
Do you
what
know
his?
What his is?
No, I don't.
It's boring. That's his safe word.
How many people did I got? A lot of people reach out to our page and just tagging us in the Jeff Goldblum, Disney Plus, their new streaming service, his reality show.
Awesome.
Yeah. So now, and I think I texted you guys, J.L. Covan brought it to us, our attention. So, I guess this helps his A-list status.
Well, they believe it warrants a show.
It
so,
does.
I mean, I don't know how many B-listers have a show on Disney. I'm not going to, you know, you guys will decide when
will
he's
you
reached-
subscribe.
No, no, I'm not going to subscribe.
What? They're going to have the Star Wars body bounty hunter show. I mean, they're going to have all kinds of stuff, Jim.
I don't care about that either, do
really?
You?
Of course. Yeah, I like, yeah, it looks cool. I mean, I don't, yeah.
I just saw I there guess. Was, I think there's 5 movies this year that have eclipsed $1 billion. It's either 5 or 6. If it's 6... 5 of them are Disney movies. If it's 5, 4 of them are Disney movies, meaning every movie that eclipsed $1 billion was a Disney movie except for one.
So what was the one?
Spider-Man, which is okay. Sony.
So they're just dominating is what you're saying. Disney's doing well?
Yeah, they're doing well. By the way, I just saw a movie.
Oh, of course you did.
I saw it yesterday. This isn't a movie I would normally see. So my stepmother, Aunt Mom, she read this book in her book club, okay? And it's called The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Is that the dog movie?
It's a movie from yeah. a dog's perspective.
It sounds like a movie you would see.
No, it doesn't.
So you love dogs.
Well, I love my dog.
You love dogs in general, Jim.
I do love dogs in general, but no, this is not, if you watch the trailer, it'd never be a movie I would see, right?
Right.
I'm seeing it because, you know, I love my stepmother, so I'm like, all right, well, if this is what you want to do. And I go to see it now. There's two things. The first thing is, it's not a good movie.
Okay.
Okay. It's so just Lifetime. It's, you know, but I literally was crying from the second it started all the way to the end. I never stopped crying. I cried throughout the whole thing.
Was Katie with you?
No. Let me tell you something. So, hey, Katie, come here.
Oh, we're getting right to Katie right off the bat.
So, let me see how to. So, hey, Katie, I'm going to speculate something. Katie, don't respond to this until you hear my theory. And if I'm way off base, then that's fine. So I just started. So Katie was sick. She wasn't feeling well on Saturday.
All right.
We had plans to see this movie with my stepmother on Sunday, and she then couldn't go see the movie because she wasn't feeling well. Okay?
Well done, Katie.
Then I saw the movie, and it appeared to be a movie that she would avoid at all costs, not because it's bad.
Okay, no, this is going to go bad. Okay.
Let me just get my because it's, you know, it's tough because of the dog and, listen,
a little sappy.
I can describe that. You know, you could write the movie.
Yeah, of course.
They get the dog as a puppy. You're crying. The guy falls in love. She gets cancer. She dies. The dog's there. Smells the cancer. Dog gets hit by a car. Dog eventually dies at the end.
Oh, thanks for spoiling.
Is then reincarnated as a small child. This is really what happens in
the movie.
True
story.
Right. But every single time they show that and you hear the dog talking. So I'm, no lie, I'm crying. I'm no exaggeration. There's 15 times that I cried.
And Aunt Mama's crying as well.
Everybody's crying, okay. Yes. By the way, I'm the only man in the theater. But I'm thinking that I'm like, you know what? Katie might have been like, I don't want to say I'm not going to this thing, but this might be too much for me. I'm not saying that that's what happened, but I had a theory that maybe she avoided this movie on purpose, which I wouldn't blame you, but I'm just wondering.
Katie?
I have no problem saying that I'm not willing to go see it because I don't think I can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I am very annoyed that you would say this because...
I was trying to get myself in trouble.
Okay, well...
You never are.
You don't think
you
before you
do.
Speak. That is the problem. Like, you don't think before you speak. I literally was in bed at 6 p.m. on Saturday with a fever, sweating all night long. I'm in so much pain. I'm popping medicine every 4 hours. I lay in bed all day, and then I finally am able to feel a little bit better, and I say, I don't want to go be around your mom because she's sick and she can't get sick, right? So,
of course,
I just need to be careful around her. If I have the flu and her immune system's down, she might get the flu. I was trying to be considerate.
Yeah, no. I'm not accusing you of being a horrible person.
No, but you're accusing me of
using
something to my advantage when you
know
advantage.
I wouldn't. Not advantage. It may be like, hey, I don't want to hurt. By the way, I'm not saying, hey, this is what happened. I'm saying, hey, this was something that I considered.
Joe's saying that that's not a, if you were doing that, he would approve of that.
Of course, it's not a bad thing because the alternative is saying, I don't want to see this movie
right.
with you. Right.
But
so
I also,
wouldn't.
I knew what the movie was going to be about. I knew it was going to be hard, but I was planning on seeing it because she wanted to see it.
Today is National Dogs Day.
Happy National Dog Day, Oscar. All right. I want Katie in here for this. I was going to do this later, but now that we have her. I have a Gramps story, not an email from Gramps, a real life thing that happened Tuesday night at the Ram's Head on stage.
Okay.
Between Gramps.
This is your Gramps story.
And Tawanda's Gramps story.
Okay.
So, obviously we'll get into all the show and all that, but Gramps was there, as was Tawanda. The tons of people were there. And the next day I say to Tawanda, I go, so did Gramps, you know, flirt with you? She goes, of course. And he also kissed me on the lips.
What?
What?
Yes. Now, I said, on purpose? She goes, I thought he was going in for the cheek, and he got half lips, half cheek. So I don't know if he's just got bad depth perception or if he's using that as his move. I'm old. I can't tell. Or he legitimately just misjudged the cheek-lip face
situation.
Can
I tell you something? I don't know the answer to that. Gramps is in chat, and he can decide. He can tell us what happened. But at my wedding, friend of the family, Amy.
Oh, yeah.
We did the same thing where I went in to kiss her. Next thing you know, I kissed her on the lips.
Yeah, that.
I was standing like literally right there. It was kind of funny. I was like, that was weird.
Yeah, that was a really. So I don't know if that same thing happened or if he just was like, this is where I kiss women.
Well, I'm just saying.
I have to imagine it was intentional.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you what Gramps just said. God, he's crazy.
You say that never happened.
Yeah, he said it didn't happen.
Oh, my God.
So it's not that he's saying...
I knew he was going to say that.
Dad, it could be an accident. Jeez.
Yeah, she wasn't, like, mad or anything.
You think she's lying? Gosh. Is it like the washcloth?
He's, like, he's denying it, like a Me Too movement. Like, nobody is accusing him
of nobobody's saying it's a
harassment.
Bad thing.
We're just saying... There was maybe a misunderstanding, or maybe it was an intention, like an, you know, I don't know.
Well, if this was, we were going to go to court and we'd bring all these character witnesses to the things that Gramps has said in the past, I mean, the jury would clearly say that it was intentional.
So there's no way that that didn't happen, right?
Correct.
Of course it happened.
It happened. Okay.
Yes.
Because I'm like, now let me ask this, because the washcloth story ended up being corroborated by four people.
Yes. This is at the wedding and right before you're about to get married.
How many people can corroborate this story? Because right now it's his word against hers.
Well, it's not, but you also have to take into account what was the details of the story. Why would she make up a story that they kissed on the corner of the lips and it was kind of not for sure? Like, it wasn't like, yeah, he just grabbed me and started kissing me.
Yeah, there's, right.
There was specifics about it.
She said half lips, half cheek.
Yes, that's not a story you just make up.
No, why she's.
By the way, Walter, where's the advantage of making it up? You're
nothing.
Just you and.
Right. And she wasn't like she brought it up to like can get this on the Rob and Joe show and talk about it.
Of course.
It's 100% this is what happened.
Well, the good news is.
I say good on you. Good on you, Gramps.
That if father, he says that didn't
Not
happen.
Summer.
And then he's willing to submit to a polygraph, he'll pass.
He will pass.
He doesn't.
Yes.
He'll also say that he didn't ask me to get rid of his washcloth in the middle of my wedding ceremony.
I'm a little offended that he won't cop to it. All the times, the things he says to beautiful black women and non-beautiful black women, he won't admit that he
by the way,
got a little frisky.
It's not copping that he doesn't know that it occurred.
You're right, he forgot. Yeah.
Speaking of the show, my cousin came, right?
Yes, I met her for the first time, lovely lady.
And by the way, she said she couldn't believe how hilarious it was. It exceeded all expectations.
Tawana said it was her favorite. And how about the quote from Frank?
I have that on here. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Frank's quote was, "This is the first one I've laughed at." Now, everybody knows the answer to this, but Robbie, do you know how many of the shows he's seen? Of the 10 we've done, would you like to know how many he's seen?
He's seen at least 5, right?
He's seen every one,
yes,
including
everyone.
Superhero Homicide.
And can I give a quick shout out to my dad for his happy 60th birthday?
Yes, happy birthday.
And we went and celebrated at Hershey Park.
We did.
And we went and saw the Kiss concert after that.
I saw that, yeah.
Which was great people watching.
Yeah, you know what I found out? Now, Katie's not a Kiss fan.
Interesting.
No, I am not a Kiss fan.
It's important to say for this. Now, although her mom is, and her mom's beautiful.
Well, Gramps is.
And her mom's very attractive, but other than these two, every Kiss fan's ugly.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Yeah.
There's not really attractive Kiss fans.
Yeah, that's what my girlfriend was saying, too.
Yes, it's like if you looked around you, it wasn't, these are the just the, everybody, it's one, two,
it's
three,
ugly,
two,
ugly,
one,
ugly.
Three, two, everyone.
You didn't feel good about being in that group?
No, I'm like, I guess this is what I look like.
We also, when we were at Hershey Park, you know, I hadn't been to Hershey Park in years. I'm sure Joe hasn't either. And we rode those roller coasters, and they're super intense now that you're older.
No, I want to go. I like the older ones that you think they might break.
Joe can barely walk the last couple of days because we went on one of those wooden roller coasters, and it got my bell rung. Joe's all screwed up in the back.
I don't know if that's what screwed me up, but it's possible.
What else could it have been? Walking around that much?
Well, how's Frank feeling?
My dad said he feels fine.
He does.
He does. But he also, my dad walks like miles a day. He does manual labor.
He's a man's man.
He's
not just Joe.
Like,
hello?
So we park at Hershey Park and we walk. We probably walk, it's near a mile.
Oh, yeah, easily.
We walk a mile and we get right to the front. We're almost in the thing.
Yes.
Now, let's go back. We say to her mom, hey, you don't have to carry your purse. You're carrying this heavy purse. What's in there? She goes, oh, well, I got this thing. Okay, no, just leave it here. Put this and this in your pocket, okay? We get all the way to the door, and instead of her saying, oh, my gosh, my phone was in my purse, she goes, which one of you guys has my phone? Now, clearly, none of us.
Now, you also forgot to mention the tickets to get into the park are on her phone.
Right.
Oh, so that's a big, big
so
problem.
Now we can't get in the park. But the funny thing is the first thing she said is...
Who's going to record the whole show like Robbie's girlfriend did?
Oh, man. Well, yeah, there were people doing that. It was making me nuts. But anyway, so her first instinct was not to say, oh, I forgot my... was to try to pin it on somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when we said... nobody has it. She was like, well, you know, you made me leave my purse in the car. So, I'm like, God, oh.
All right. So it's Katie, me, Frank, and her mom. We're standing. Who runs all the way back to the car to get the phone?
You. Well, it's Frank's birthday. Why does he have to do it?
Katie.
Nice.
Katie runs all the way back.
Do you really thought Joe was the first one that would do it?
Hey,
that was stupid.
Can I give you the list of people who I thought it would have been?
Yeah.
Me, one. My mom, two. My dad, three. And Joe, four.
Yeah,
actually,
you're
maybe
right.
A stranger before.
No,
Joe.
I would have gone before your dad because your dad was limping a little bit. So I definitely wouldn't have made him run back. But Katie rolled under a fence illegally in order to do
She's
it. She got
badass.
Yelled at. But yeah,
these
so.
Millennials. Did I see this right or am I incorrect that Frank and your ex-wife share a birthday?
August 20. Is it
August 22nd?
No, they don't share a birthday.
Okay.
No, her birthday is August 21st. It's
oh, yeah,
one
she
day.
Does
okay.
Have her birthday
too. All right. Well, I was close.
Yeah, way off. Happy birthday to Joe's ex-wife.
Yes, you didn't call her.
No, you know what? I feel kind of bad about that now. Actually, that I probably should have called because it's a big birthday. It's her 50th birthday.
Oh, come on.
Oh, we should send her. We'll send her some flowers.
We want to call her right now.
By the way,
can we call?
Katie, we can't make phone calls anymore. Katie was yelling at me before we came up here.
Yeah, I believe her direct...
No, that was real. Like, I'm just saying...
Well, obviously, we're not on the air.
But we don't have to talk about it here because that was, like, legit, like, real.
She legitimately said to you, are you interested in me?
Yes.
I thought we were married 3 hours.
And I wonder if any girls that listen to this can relate, but... Legitimately, I feel like people who I barely know are so much more interested in me than you are sometimes.
In chat is Katie's number one fan.
Well, see, like that person is more interested in me than you are 80% of the time.
What'd you say? No, I'm just kidding. No, it's we said that I'm allowed one boring a month.
Yeah.
And I actually used two in August. So now I've actually
made it.
Yeah, you know how sometimes...
It started in August.
You know how you like can use PTO that you don't have yet and then you got to kind of pay yourself back?
Yes.
That's kind of what that boring is. I don't have a boring in September because when she started... What's happened is her best friend is someone she works with. She's been mentioned on here before, Santana.
She's my bridesmaid.
And she quit working where Katie works at Under Armour to go work somewhere else. And Katie's upset about it. Because she liked seeing her friend every single day.
Sure.
And she thinks that I'm not upset enough about it because of how upset she is.
No, yes. What it is I've noticed more recently that if something happens to me or there's a story with me or there's something happening on one side of my life, if I bring it up, it's almost like I don't know, like you just don't care.
No, that's not true. I definitely care.
I think you've gotten worse at pretending like you're as interested as you should be.
Agreed. No, I'm serious.
But that's
like,
every man in every relationship.
Yeah.
And maybe that's true, but like we've only been married for 3 months.
You know what I said is that what I probably shouldn't have done is explain why it's not that big of a deal. What I should have instead done is say, no, I really care. I'm sorry that I haven't.
Listen and
yeah.
Well, it's not up to you to tell me how to feel.
No,
if I feel a certain way,
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like,
and probably the way to make you feel better isn't to let you know the ways in which you can still stay in contact with her.
Right. Like if I'm sitting here telling you a story about how upset I am and your face is stuck to your phone for the sixth hour in a row, then yeah. I'm like,
and then
hey,
you said boring. So,
right.
So when you're telling me the story, you want me just to give you my undivided
eye contact,
that's
focus,
fair.
Good body language.
Just
listen.
Pretend to be interested in my life.
How many times are every time you talk about it?
He doesn't have that.
He
in
doesn't
him. You know
get
that.
It. You don't get it.
But
you're not getting it.
He can't physically.
He's like,
every
how do I
time.
Pretend to do this? Explain to me how to pretend to do this. It's like, well, God, I don't even care anymore. Just don't even worry about it. It's fine.
Okay, but there is a point where like he can't care every. If you mention it every day,
yeah, how many
he can't
times
keep caring?
It's right. happening this week, like,
right? Right.
But until when can he stop acting like he gives a
shit? He hasn't started. I don't know. Maybe start first, and then
okay.
we can talk about
all
it.
Right.
But I already know you don't care, so just moving on to the next thing that happened.
First of all, I definitely care. I like when you have a happy life, and I know that this friend of yours brings you a lot of joy. Okay. Maybe, but here's my question. So knowing that, if I start suggesting ways that we can spend time with her that don't involve work to make this transition easier, are you going to act like I think, oh, it's not a big deal. We can just text and call and see her on the weekend or hang out, have dinner with them or what? If I suggest that, ways to kind of cope with this, will you think that that's me caring, or will you think that that's me saying, oh, it's not that big a deal because you have all these other things you
well,
can
you've
do?
You've done none of those things, so yeah, I'm not sure.
Downstairs, I
but
said
that
no.
was too late then. I think, Joe, your initial response should be to not try to fix it, just to, you know, look, I get, yeah, just be there.
Yeah.
Listen. Take it in.
Well, as you said, I wouldn't, these problems seem easy to solve. That's all.
I know.
It's one of my
I understand
jokes.
That.
Yes.
I understand that. Like sometimes when you stress about work and I'm like, oh, well, like how can I help? Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, you can't help at all. Like all you want me to do is just say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that's happening or whatever it is.
Yeah, I gotcha. You're probably right about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm probably right about
that. I am
it,
sorry
yeah.
that you, that you
But
friend...
I'm potentially not right about that.
No, no,
but
no.
I'm
okay.
Probably right
you're
about
100%
it.
Right about it. I'm very, very sorry that your friend is leaving the job. What can I do to make that transition?
Don't you want to make me like you?
Yeah, well, I think, assume look, you already do like
I
me.
I feel like the answer is obvious. You should marry Santana.
I would. I mean, look, right I would now. Love to marry Santana. She's my work wife.
Let's take a break.
Not anymore. She quit.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Rob and Joe Show.
Hi, this is radio personality and morning show host Justin Schlegel back to tell you about the newest interactive, hilarious whodunit from Die Laughing Productions, Hit Me 90s One More Time. In this show, I really get to stretch my acting chops. I play a radio personality. This time, we're taking you back to the 1990s. You're at a radio station promotional event where listeners battle it out for the hottest concert tickets of the year, Ace of Base. Everything goes smoothly and no one dies. Not actually, some unlucky person will not just be losing their religion, but meeting their fate. And top market DJ Slater in the Morning, that's me, must solve the murder. Hit Me 90s One More Time also stars two princes, Mr. Jones, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions comedians, and most importantly, you, the audience. Come celebrate the 90s with us, for all we really want to do is have some fun, jump around, and help you get through this semi-charmed kind of life. Don't miss Hit Me 90s One More Time. Eat, drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Next performance, Sunday, September 1st at the Funny Bone, Virginia Beach. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
This is Joe Robinson on the home of the Baltimore Ravens. 98 Rock.
All right, I got some good news for you, Katie Robinson.
Yes, please.
Well, first of all, SNL released a list of who's going to be hosting and stuff. And Eddie Murphy, this isn't the part for you, Katie.
Okay.
But he is going to be hosting it on December 21st.
Wow.
Which is, that's exciting. And for you, Katie.
Shep from Southern Charm.
Nope. Fleabag.
Oh,
Phoebe
yeah.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge hosts
oh, hell yeah.
on October 5th with
oh.
musical guest Taylor
oh,
Swift.
Oh, my gosh.
What's that,
awesome.
Like your dream?
This is my Super Bowl.
God, it's you get the Fleabag lady, Taylor
yes.
Swift,
you get
Santana
good...
with you and no Joe, and that's your dream night.
You get the good, wholesome Taylor Swift and the dirty mouth Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Have I said this already about Taylor Swift? I think she's elitely hot.
You also said you would bang Phoebe Waller-Bridge, which
bang.
Is just...
I think she's attractive.
Yeah, she is attractive.
She is?
Yeah, there's something about her.
Oh, no, no. I think I know what it is. She's just a total hoe in the show, right?
No, I think she's just super talented and just... They're...
That's what I love.
You're attracted to her talent?
Well, yeah.
Are you attracted
in
to...
In comedy and writing and things that I'm interested in, absolutely.
So are you attracted to, like, Amy Schumer?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Amy Schumer is attractive.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
But Phoebe Waller-Bridge is more attractive than Amy. And plus, she's isn't she British? Does she have an accent and stuff? So that's hot.
Yeah, it's true.
I think she's an attractive woman.
Otherwise,
she's not like a model.
I actually find her to be unsettling looking.
Well, she's your best friend, so you shouldn't say that. But anyway, congratulations, Katie, on your dream SNL pairing.
Thanks.
Is Eddie Murphy, is he entering act three of his career? Is he about to have a...
Oh, I see, like a
huge
resurgence?
Again? A resurgence? Yeah, because you got the Coming to America. He, on Comedians in Cars Coffee with Seinfeld.
Yeah, apparently that was awesome, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. He talked about doing a special.
A stand-up special?
Yeah.
I wonder if sometimes you kind of lose it. Because the type of comedy that he did, which at the time was the funniest available and somewhat groundbreaking, I think it has evolved to the point where maybe you're not going to get... I don't know if he can recreate that. There's some people...
It is going to be hard.
There's some people that they can't transition into whatever the new style of whatever their genre is, and then they just fade away. And then there's some of them... Like, I think about, like, I saw Bob Newhart recently.
Mm-hmm.
He's still fucking hilarious. But there's a lot of guys from way back then, like even Robert Klein. You remember when Robert Klein was on that special...
I never remember him being funny.
No, he used to be really funny.
I'm sure that he was.
But he's just so hack what he's doing. I think kind of you might just, your comedy might not. And by the way, Eddie Murphy hasn't done comedy in 30 years.
Well, I'll say this. If in the Seinfeld thing, he talks about Michael Jackson's monkey, what's it called?
Yeah, Bubbles.
Yeah, just actually being like terrifying. It's not really cute. It got really scary.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. And then you think about on Chappelle's show with Charlie Murphy telling those stories, Eddie Murphy, he probably has 1,000 crazy celebrity Hollywood party stories.
Yes.
And with his ability to do impressions.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he wants to go down that road, but if he's doing that, I'm sure he could do an hour of just hilarious, crazy shit.
I had my doubts that Eddie Murphy still had it, but after watching that Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, I know that he can get laughs again. The difficulty, as he points out in that show, is that he doesn't know if the jokes are really strong or not because he gets love from beginning to end when he goes on stage.
He can't test them out and get a real response.
Yeah, no, I get
exactly.
That. Yeah.
But, hey, if Coming to America, I'm sure it'll do well financially if it's good. Then that could launch a whole big thing.
Is Arsenio Hall in it?
Yes, they have Arsenio. They have everybody in it. The female,
is Darth Vader in it?
Because he's his father, right?
Yeah, but isn't he like 90 years old now, James Earl Jones?
Well, they could explain. He could be dead. It's not crazy. That character.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I did a shout out, by the way, to black people putting on comedy shows. I mean, we got a lot of ways to go, Joe, in terms of our promoting and what we do at a show. I did a show Thursday night and Saturday night. In both shows, they had a DJ, a cameraman, a videographer. They're walking around. They're getting video. They're getting pictures. The one show, they had a masseuse doing. I mean, it's a whole – they've got banners. They got
all
kinds of –
Is there an audience?
Yes.
It's packed.
And well, the first show was packed. It was a smaller venue, but the second show was still good. It wasn't packed, but City Winery, a really nice venue in D.C. I would recommend it. But it was just, they were just going for it. And I was like, we do none of that. So at our murder mystery. So the idea of somebody walking around and taking pictures and videoing stuff and then crushing it. And like Tommy Taylor for Thursday, he sends out this email blast to everyone on the show. Hey, copy and paste this noon on tomorrow. Here's these pictures for your Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, the show is at noon?
No, no, no.
Oh.
A social media
thing
at noon. So here's everything here for you to promote. Here's exactly what to say, the hashtags, the links, the pictures. And it's just, okay, all that is just promote.
Yeah, we talked about hiring somebody to do that recently.
Yeah, I do want to do that. But this is what's interesting. So, Tommy Taylor is a funny guy, a friend of mine. He's a religious guy, Christian, and he doesn't curse. And before the show, he goes, "All right, just one rule, no cursing," which is, it's fine. I'm doing 10 minutes. No big deal. We do a prayer, hold hands, say a prayer before the show.
Did you lead?
I did not lead. No. And then, he comes out, and I've learned this, that the N-word is not a curse word. So
he kept saying the N-word?
Yeah. And look, I don't care, but I'm like, when in the eyes of God did it not become a curse word? When did that happen? Like, it's on TV, it still is, right?
Yeah, you can't. Oh, that's, hey, you can say the C word before you can say the N-word.
But if you're, well, not if you're black, but.
No, on, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. So on TV, you're right. If you're black and you say the N-word, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But the right. worst word for a white man to say is the N-word. Every other word yes. is more excusable.
Right. But even just the FCC, you know, fuck, shit, all these, it's in that. Which
yeah,
is,
yes.
It's one of those. But at this show, it wasn't. And then, by the way, the DJ was playing, like, walk-up songs that had cursing in it. And I was like, what? So after the show, it was a fun show. I had a good set. But I'm talking, me and Brian are talking to these two girls. Brian Parisi is a funny comic that was there. And they were just talking. And I go, yeah, we weren't allowed to curse. But I guess the N-word is not a curse word because he was saying it. And I think they were saying that I was upset I couldn't say the N-word. I'm like, no. I'm not saying that I want to say it. I'm not even mad, by the way. I just find it curious that is just not even considered a bad word.
Did you sell your Once You Go White, You'll Still Be Tight t-shirts? They're asking in chat.
No, I don't sell that at black shows. But I do have an idea for a shirt to sell at a black show.
I feel like that would be a shirt you could sell at a black show. You're having fun at white people's expense.
Yeah, but they have to wear it.
Do white people wear that shirt?
Well, they buy it with the intention of wearing it.
I've only ever seen one person wear that shirt out. Who was it?
I don't know.
Dave Wilkerson.
Yes. He was that's wearing, the kind of guy.
He was wearing the Once You Go White t-shirt.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't sell it. I won't try to sell it because I did at John Witherspoon and I sold some.
Speaking of t-shirts.
But I have a specific shirt that I'm going to do. Well, I have to do the joke first to make sure it works. And if it does, I will make these shirts.
Speaking of do you want to say what it is or you're saving this?
Well, I don't know if it's, if the joke has to work. You need to hear the whole build up.
So it won't work.
I'll tell
right
you. Now. I won't say it on the air, but I'll tell
Fair
you.
Fair enough. So we talked about. I wanted a t-shirt that was a design from Five Plated Clothing, the Chris Restivo clothing line.
Yes, Under Armour's big local competition.
It was a shirt that Robbie said physically could not be made. It physically couldn't be made. It had about 40 different colors in it, and it laid on a body that wasn't humanly possible.
It could only be made in Wakanda.
Right, but it was a burgundy shirt with this picture on it. So I said, I want that shirt. Mainly because it looked ridiculous.
It's the worst shirt you've ever seen.
Right. So I'm like, this is the one I want. But I still wanted to wear it. So the shirt, which was burgundy, which is a reasonable color, I'd wear it. It's the color of the Washington Redskins, yes. Right? And instead, he said, no, I don't think he really wants burgundy. And he got me a fluorescent yellow t-shirt and put it on that.
The other sort of Redskins color.
Not really. Burgundy and fluorescent yellow.
Yes.
Anyway.
Championship.
So I complained about it on this show. Because honestly, if I'm being honest, and by the way, I paid Chris for this shirt. I really shouldn't have.
Like $35 or something?
No. It was the shirt originally was $30.
Okay.
What?
I said to Chris, I go, look. That's not what I asked you for. I sent him two pictures. Mm-hmm. This is two different occasions of the shirt I wanted. He then went from burgundy to fluorescent yellow.
Is the shirt that he advertised that he
right,
sells.
Right, right, right. I go, how much do I owe you? He knocked $5 off. So
it's a good businessman.
Said, no problem. And I gave him $25 because it really wasn't about the shirt. Here's your $25, right? So he then listened to this show.
Thank you, Chris.
No, you're right. I'll make you the correct shirt and I'll send it to you. Now, that was 2 weeks ago. So I if I'm being honest, I don't believe I'm going to get this t-shirt. Okay. But he did do the right thing. If he sends me that t-shirt, that's the right thing to do. But to say he's going to send it and then not, that's way worse than what he's already done.
But can I tell you the best part?
Hmm.
I wore the fluorescent yellow t-shirt to the Kiss concert.
And there were seven other people wearing
that's
that
how
shirt.
Little I cared about being at the Kiss
so,
concert.
Two stories. She laid it out on the bed. The what do you call it? The design
guess, yeah.
on there? It's off-center.
Yeah, it's not off-center. It's not anywhere.
Center. It's not anywhere close.
It's so, also unreasonably high and small and...
Right.
It's so, wrong in every way possible.
So the neck, obviously, that's the center of the shirt, and mm-hmm. it's off to the side. It's not centered. So it's way smaller than what I ordered. It's
is Robbie different... able to post this photo?
Yeah, Robbie,
you?
Did you ever post the picture of me wearing it and then the guy, the model wearing
yeah,
it?
The side-by-side, no, I'll put it up this week.
So if you put it on Twitter, make sure you tag me in it, right? Because, you know, I don't have access. That's why the Rob and Joe Show account always never likes my comments and is always shitting on me because I don't have access to it.
Can we also ask that maybe a little bit better quality material for a $25 or $30 shirt?
Seriously, that's how much the Kiss concert t-shirts cost, right?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. They're like $50. But either way, if you're going to spend $30, that's like what you get. That's what you pay for like a polo t-shirt.
This is a designer brand, Joe. You pay extra.
No, the brand on the tag is like Gildan Moretz.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's the people
yeah,
who
it's
make
bad.
The socks.
Yeah, no.
It's not his t-shirt. It's a graphic.
Really? It's not his... He's not making the fabric.
What I'm saying is he can go out and buy a quality t-shirt.
He can.
And then
like
put,
the ones we sell for our murder machine.
What, right.
Yeah.
What he said he would do. Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
He sold me a t-shirt. It doesn't look anything like the t-shirt that I ordered, and I paid him for it. Now he said, I'll make it right and I'll send it to you. What happens when he doesn't?
You write a bad review.
Well, in order to go to the Better Business Bureau, he actually has to have a business that has like a license.
Like what am I complaining to the
real
therapist? Business. The
yeah, is
better.
This even legal, like, to be exchanging goods for money that it's, copyright
by the way,
infringement?
There's literally no doubt that it's not legal, but however, it'd be the equivalent of arresting somebody for having a lemonade stand. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's this, not legal,
this is
but...
the equivalent, except what, this is yeah, what less you, profitable.
Way less profitable. Well, is it? I think it is profitable because... His time. What's his time worth? Because he sends out the design. That's
it's not worth a lot.
Right. It doesn't cost anything.
His time is worth nothing.
Can I ask you guys to each tell me what your opinion is? How many t-shirts will he sell in his lifetime?
Well, I think we'll probably be buying one or two a year between Joe and Eric. That's 10 t-shirts.
So far, I own two. I'm hopefully going to own my third.
Yeah, we had a rehearsal last week for the murder mystery. You were wearing, you had the shirt here, and Eric showed up wearing his own five-plated shirt that he bought.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we also have the
okay,
one that says
me,
never
Let me rephrase
estimated.
The question. Aside from everyone in the murder mystery, how many t-shirts will he sell to, okay, how many t-shirts will he sell to new customers?
To strangers?
Yes.
A zero.
Yeah, he's not going to sell one. Although,
none.
There was a stripper that was wearing a Chris Restivo
yes.
shirt.
She
that
didn't
he,
buy it.
That
he gave it to her.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to find that out.
Chris, keep it up. You're doing good. We're pulling for you. Have you guys tried the chicken sandwich, the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No. As a matter of fact, my plan was to try that. But I was out Saturday morning, but I was out before it opened. And what people are telling me is. There are lines.
Yes.
Have you seen them?
I meant to go by the one in Columbia, but I keep forgetting. But I am curious to at least drive by.
Yeah. I drove by the Glen Burnie one, and there was a line.
So if they're asking which one's better, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes, if it's in the conversation, I'd like to try it.
Yeah, it looks bigger.
Because the Chick-fil-A sandwich is delicious.
Here's my moral question to you, Joe. Katie says, hey, I'd like that chicken sandwich. Why don't you go out to Popeyes and get it? You go, you wait. You get to the front of the line, there's one left. You can either A, buy it, bring it home, split it. You can buy one and eat it and tell her they were completely out.
Right.
Or you could just buy one and eat it and just tell her the truth.
So
oh, there was
knows.
No option where he buys it and brings it home and gives it
no,
to
I
you.
Swear.
Or that, yes.
Hey, I swear, I'm not just saying this. I would clearly
right.
tell the truth. I would 100% buy the sandwich and bring it to her.
I think we would buy the sandwich and split it.
No,
I would
I'd get something else for me to eat, and I would bring you the sandwich.
We would split it. That's not realistic. That doesn't sound like something I would allow to happen.
But
to
I would definitely bring it home with that being the intention.
No, you would tell the truth.
That. Yeah.
What if you're starving?
Well, if I'm starving, I'm going to eat it.
Like emaciated?
I mean, right there.
Yes, if I'm starving, I'm going
to
eat it.
And then not bring it home to her. And or that's
Here's
my
what,
point.
He yes, would
if
call
the,
me.
If in the story I go, hey, I was starving.
He would call me and he'd say, I'm starving. I have to eat this right now. I'll save you one bite.
But you could just tell her she'd believe it that they're out.
No, but the thing is, if I'm
starving,
he won't lie, though. He won't lie.
No, if I'm starving, I'll just buy something else and eat
right.
that. Yeah,
Joe
if I'm starving.
Is a big follower of tell the truth or at least don't lie.
That's yeah, true. I try to tell the truth. All yes, right. matter of
Even
fact.
Even if it hurts my feelings, it makes me feel like he doesn't like me.
Matter of fact, stop. As a matter of fact, at work, I had a dilemma and I couldn't lie. Meanwhile, the lie would have gotten me out of some trouble. But I had to tell the truth, so.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's.
Jordan, do you guys remember when I went out on the street and asked black people what was their favorite fast food chicken?
Oh, my God. Yes, that was crazy.
Early days of the show?
Yeah.
My premise was that black people preferred Popeyes over Chick-fil-A.
And what was the answer to that racist thing that we thought was funny 7 years ago?
I don't remember, but I remember there was some sort of tie involved.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing it up. And
yeah, I'm sure they're very comfortable talking to you.
Mm. Was it? Why don't you tell the people that were allowed to say the N-word of the show, Robbie? Rob was just that.
Hey, how do you guys promote a company on here? Like, if I have a company that I want you guys to promote,
sure, I'll promote it right now.
No,
what's
no,
the
no,
company?
I don't want
we
you
have
to promote
ads
it right now. I mean, like, yeah,
middle?
Like if we have an ad, if we like cut an ad for it, would you guys promote it?
Yeah, I guess you've never listened to our show.
We
always have ads for things, not always like the murder mystery.
Most
yeah,
of
our
ads.
Own
stuff.
Yeah,
right. We can throw that in, or we can just do a read.
Yeah, but your own thing.
We can
yeah,
give a promo code.
Cool.
We can do everything.
Sweet.
What do we? What is it?
Is it a Gramps kissing booth?
No, it's my Diva it's my Cup? brother's startup company.
Oh no, we can't do that.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think that's what it was now. Yeah, no, of course.
How much are we charging for
that's
for
what I was
going
to say. Do you charge?
Well, I mean, all right. Does he listen to the show?
No.
Okay. We're not going to charge, are we? But let's pretend like we are. So what should we say to him?
Yeah, let's say some outrageous pricing.
$50 an ad?
No, no. We're going to say, hey, it's $500 an ad, but we'll do it for nothing.
Oh, my God.
No, no.
He would believe
500
that.
Habit. We'll do it for 100.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, no, he's not going to pay.
Okay.
He's barely paying me to do a lot of work, so.
So let me just say this. I'm not going to elaborate, but Katie's like, hey, I'd like to help with your business.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is legit. This isn't some
plan. Yeah, yeah. This is a well-established, highly funded business.
She's like, I'd like to help. So. He offers a pay, and then she says the amount of work that she's doing, and I believe that she's making about $1 an hour.
That's a fact.
Yeah, yeah. That's called a sister rate.
It's called sweat equity, and
you have stock options?
Well, at some point when they are able to afford me, I will have stock options, and yeah. No, this is like one of those things where you got to get it in on the, like, with as an original employee, because this could be huge. I mean,
it already is pretty huge.
I'm
in. So. Yeah, Rob will also work for the same rate.
Yes.
Cool.
So let me tell you what happened to me. Well, did you go ahead?
I was just going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap this up. Rob and Joshua.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Welcome back to the show. What did Robbie just say?
Benchwarmers reminiscing about the old days of the show in the chat.
Yes. Romeo Rose. I don't remember. Romeo Rose was a guy. It was something about his dating. He would only date. I can't even remember the story with that guy. Brian Bushwood, wasn't he like a magician of some kind?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And then, of course, Muggsy Bogues' daughter it wasn't you. You didn't think that Brittany Griner would beat Muggsy Bogues in basketball, right? You didn't think that, right?
No, I thought she wouldn't.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Somebody thought she would. What? No way. There's no way I thought that.
Okay.
Anyway, so today at work, tell me if this is, my back is killing me. Katie sounds believes like,
sounds
it's from,
about right.
You know, Katie keeps saying, she goes, is it from when we had sex the other night? So I think way she can get avoid it. She can go, I don't want your back to be
thrown. Were
you
carrying her again? Were you standing?
No, I was laying
on
her.
The only activity you did was walk around Hershey Park and have sex. So.
Right. It must have been the park.
How many years away are you, the only sex you have is you get on top and he just lies there?
No, I'm up for anything.
Now, but I mean, how many years away are we from that, Katie?
Oh, I don't see myself changing in that regard.
No, you are. Your health has been declining.
No, I'm not.
No, rapidly declining. It has. And you refuse to admit it.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not in great shape right now. I'm in the worst shape of my life.
That's these plans to like travel, and I want to like go to Hawaii, and I want to go to Europe, and he can't walk around Hershey Park without being in such horrible pain for 3 days. That you're right. It's very concerning.
Okay, so
let me tell you about Hershey Park.
5 years from now, Katie, what percentage of your sex is just that? He's lying down.
I don't know. 25%.
Okay, 10 years.
50%. Every 5 years, it's another
25%. All right, write that down.
First of all, I don't know how.
Does this bother you? I feel like you're being.
I'm fine. One thing about Hershey Park, I don't know how they did it, but everything's uphill. You never go downhill.
Yeah,
you're just climbing the whole time. I don't know how it happened.
Probably because that's not true.
But you're never going down. You're only going up.
Okay.
It's a bit dramatic.
But anyway, so my back is killing me, right? So I got a heating pad on it. I'm taking muscle relaxers, whatever I can do. Well, at work, there's this old lady who, I don't know, maybe like 2 months ago, my back was bothering me. She goes, here. And she gave me one of her prescription pain pills. Okay. So today she's at work and I'm telling you, when I stand up, there's a shooting pain through my, the lower back. So I say, hey, Miss X, I'm not going to give her name out. I go, can I have one of your pills? She goes, oh yeah. So she gives me one and I eat it and I'm feeling a lot better. Right.
Nice.
So it's the end of the day. It's an 8 hour day or whatever. And I go, hey, before you leave, can I have another one of those pills? And she goes, yeah. So she hands me, she has her pills in like an Aleve bottle or whatever. And she just handed it to me. So I took two. I stole drugs.
You're just like an addict.
I stole drugs from this lady.
You know what the most concerning part about this is?
What?
Is the beginning of your story. You even said 2 months ago you had back problems again.
Yeah.
So
well, if I help you move,
You're done for three days.
Yeah, my back is done. Right?
Wait, am I moving? What happened?
No, Rob, do you experience a lot of excruciating back pain?
I've had no, not excruciating, but I've had some back pain where I'd take a leave or something.
So anyway,
not doing much.
Back to me stealing drugs from this nice lady.
Horrible person.
So I took the two instead of one. She didn't know how many I took, and then I ate them both.
What, you didn't?
No.
Come on, you're supposed to save one.
No. I was like, hell yeah.
That's exactly what an addict would do.
Well, how can I be an addict? I've taken three pills in 3 months. How can I be an addict?
Yeah, you took three in one day.
Okay, well, I'm not taking them now, and I'm not
that's
cause
you
calling
don't have access
somebody
to, them.
To see. Well, no one.
That's
you could
the next
overdose
step.
At your age.
Your age.
It's true.
You can't overdose when you're young. I want to brag about the murder mystery. We had a debut of our newest show, Love and Marriage and Murder.
It was awesome.
Hey, it was Katie's biggest role, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
God, yeah, it
I
is.
I had so many lines.
I'm proud of you, Katie.
Thank you.
You think a bigger role is when you do...
Halloween, she has a big role.
Yeah, but it's not bigger.
Yeah, but this is the most lines I've ever had.
I thought
had.
So. Not Sing for Your Life is a big deal, too, because you do songs. But
normally, I just have to memorize like one or two, things.
Yeah, you got,
this was
you got a lot.
Multiple every act.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you keep showing how good you are. So that's
thanks,
you get
guys.
More lines with that.
Thanks.
But and then I give less lines to Eric and Tom to have them sing.
So shout out to the Annapolis Rams Head. Traditionally, and I shouldn't even say that anymore, but maybe last year that was a room where we'd get like between 100 and 150 people. We always had difficulty really packing it in there.
Yeah, more like 1 to 125.
Right. Yeah. And this time, I mean. I think we probably had 250 there.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
it was
packed.
And it was a Tuesday night.
It was a Tuesday night. So
in the summer.
And we've been discussing what that was, but I think that we're getting a following, and that's what's affecting it.
Picking up momentum for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
The word is out, and that's something fun to do. It's different.
But one of the things that concerned me a little bit is that at the very beginning, the crowd was older, right?
Yes, they were.
And we had already gotten a hate letter from an admiral from there who
the
saw
first time we were there. Yeah.
First time we were there saying, hey, nobody told me that this show was going to be bawdy. I believe that's the word he
that
used
was
or whatever.
The word, yes.
So I was a little bit concerned. And as a matter of fact, remember the girl who was from Sweden? I can't remember what role she played.
The maid of honor.
Was it the maid of honor? Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they had been to a show before and they had been to one other show and they said, we got to come back. So it is working, right?
Yes.
That probably has a lot to do with it. And I go, okay, have you been to our show before? And they go, oh, yeah, yeah, we came to the last one. And I go, okay, I just want to make sure you knew that it was, rated R or whatever. And he goes, yeah, I was wondering about how these other people are going to feel about that. So this person who's just a fan thought the same thing. But the crush was so hard that.
Yeah, you know how they felt about it? They loved it.
They went nuts. But, yeah, let me tell you, Gramps, I think he helped us with my cousin, because he's like, oh, just so you'll be prepared, it's filthy, and they're swearing the whole time. And he made it sound like, you know, it was just X-rated.
We really aren't swearing that much,
no.
To be honest, if hardly at all. It's just, it's only dirty if you are compared. It's not as dirty as our stand-up show.
No, not even close.
Me and Justin
right.
And Tommy and all of us. But it's dirtier than your traditional dinner theater murder mystery.
Yeah, and Sharon, who won free tickets, who's here
yes.
in chat right now,
sat with Tawanda. She might have witnessed the Gramps kiss.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So, Sharon, you're in chat. If you saw that and corroborate either story,
yes,
it may be Gramps' story that it never happened, mm-hmm. or Tawanda's story that it did happen. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can
get that. You have to reset it for her. I don't know if she heard that beginning of the
show. Okay, so the story, Sharon, is that when Gramps went to kiss Tawanda hello, he kissed her on the lips.
Half lips, half cheek. She thought it was just going to be a cheek peck.
That's what she thought, but
yeah.
She got more than she bargained
for. Oh, yes,
for,
she did.
So.
Shoot or shoot. So it was, you're always excited with a first show, but you never really, and stand up or anything like this, even no matter how good you get at comedy, you never know a joke's going to work until you do it and it works.
Yeah, that's one luxury. So when you do comedy and you have a new premise, you do it, you see if it works. If it does, you tool around until you
yeah.
can find it and work it better, and you keep going until eventually you've crafted a joke. Here, it either works or it doesn't.
Right.
Now,
and you're not in comedy, you can do a new joke in the middle of doing proven jokes. These are all new jokes that we've done the first time.
So,
new show, new everything.
Sharon says in chat that she did not see it.
Okay.
So she can't confirm.
Smooth
or deny.
Move, Gramps.
Yes, he kissed her on the lips yeah. in private.
But I think of all our shows, I don't think we've ever had laughs that quickly.
Oh, yeah, no, we were crushing from the very beginning. We got a lot of help from some of the audience members.
No, that we got some just things that organically happened that helped us. But right off the bat with Eric's little thing, immediately people were, like, into it and laughing. And
yeah, they laughed every place that they were supposed to laugh, which is...
Yeah.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah, no, I was super happy with it. I mean, we probably won't do it again until next year, because once we get into October and December, we have Halloween and Christmas stuff. But... No, I think it's definitely going to be a staple.
I'm a little bummed that we're not going to do it again for 4 months.
I know, because I want to do it right away. Maybe something in November we'll come up with some other venue, AMP or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I reached out to them.
You have, because we've talked about it. We have 6 dates, 7 shows in October. I don't know how many we have in December, but I'm sure it's going to be probably more than 4 because
with New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, if November was light, it wouldn't kill me. That's all.
No, it wouldn't kill me.
I'm
either.
Sure.
It
wouldn't kill me. Hey, quick story. I went to a baby shower.
Oh, real quick though. After the show.
Okay.
Justin plays a character who's gay in this murder mystery, and I think it was Tommy's cousin was there with a couple of her friends, and this woman. You're right next to me at the bar.
Yes.
She goes, "So tell me the truth. Is Justin gay?" I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
She goes, that's too bad because I'm really into him. And then it somehow it came out that he, like, you know, has a kid or something. I was like, yeah, you know, like a lot of gay men, it, you know, they don't come out until later in life. She goes, oh, that makes sense.
That same woman said, I heard your wife is 21 years younger than you. She goes, women hate guys like you. I go, my wife doesn't. She's... In case you didn't say something.
My gay friend Justin doesn't.
Yeah, I go, hey, mind your own business. No, no. She did say that, though.
Yeah.
So I went to a... I've never been to a baby shower before. Have you ever been to one?
It was a baby queue, like a barbecue.
Yeah, no, there was
a co-ed baby shower.
There was as many dudes there as there were chicks,
okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
So when I get there, I see this guy, and this guy is at every single Ravens broadcast that we do from the stadium.
Same guy.
Everyone. Yeah, I reckon. He's very distinct looking.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, oh, that guy's a big 98 Rock fan. I go, that guy's at every event. The event that I'm at, which is the Ravens. He's at every event, right? So I don't know what happened, but apparently the person who is having the baby, that's her uncle. So she went over to him and said, hey, he said you're at all the 98 Rock events. By the way, I didn't know this had happened.
Uh-huh.
So I think he was embarrassed by that. Okay? So I didn't know. So I'm getting ready to leave. And before I leave, I'm going to go say hi to that guy, right? And I go, hey, how you doing? I see you at the 98 Rock events. He goes, I don't go to the 98 Rock events. Immediately. I don't go to the 98 Rock events.
What?
Right. He's furious because he's embarrassed, right? I don't know why.
Yeah.
I thought he was a P1. You think... That the P1s, you think James Hackman's embarrassed he goes to the events? No,
no,
he loves it. You think
pride.
Barbarella is embarrassed? No, they love the
it.
Station. So I didn't know this would, and dude, he was, his face got red and then it was, then I felt stupid. I felt dumb, right? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I saw you at, some of the Ravens events. He goes, yeah, I'm a Ravens fan. Like immediately. Distancing himself.
So because, what do you do the next time you see him at a Ravens event?
That's what I was thinking. I'll bet. Now, I'm telling you, him and his buddy, they come to the broadcast. They came to every single broadcast. And the two preseason games, he was there too.
Is he not going to go now?
I'll bet he doesn't come now.
Oh, he'll come.
I'll bet he doesn't.
I don't think he wanted to be embarrassed in front of the people at the party, but maybe, I don't know.
But I assume if you're a P1, you're not in P1s,
by
the way.
If he listens to this, he's not going to come.
Well, I doubt he's going to listen.
He's a super fan.
Can you imagine loves the station so much that he comes to all the events, he listens to Robin Joe Show, but he won't admit it to
maybe
people.
Maybe he's your stalker and doesn't want you to know that you're stalking him.
Yeah, what if he didn't know anybody at the party?
All right. He loves the Ravens. He's in his buddy. He probably has tickets to these games.
Yes,
he's
does.
Going to come. And when you see him, all you do is look at him, say, hey, good to see you again.
Yeah.
Just to let him know, look, dude, we both know what's happening here.
I'm not kidding. Every game, him and his buddy come up and they talk to Kirk.
Yes.
Every game.
And I know what it is. He hates you.
Maybe I haven't.
He doesn't want to be associated with you, and he doesn't want the people there to think that he associates with anything that you do, but he's actually a Kirk fan.
That is possible.
He could be a Kirk fan. That's true. He may not have hated me, but he does now.
He doesn't want you to think that he's going because he's a fan of yours.
Well, I don't think that because
I do.
I accuse him of being a fan of the station, which I thought that he was, right? Is that every single... By the way, those Ravens broadcasts, There's only a few people that stand out in that area. You can go anywhere.
Yeah.
You have to literally kind of be away from the stadium. You have to choose to
so
be
he's
there.
He's purposely being there.
Yes, I assumed he was a fan.
And there's not like 300 people there.
No, there's like 30 people that stand at those little tables. Maybe more than that, but either way, there's how many people are in the stadium? 55,000 people?
Yeah.
And
then out there, there's.
It's
week two. Yeah.
So you have like
4 weeks.
The 15th? Yeah.
Think he'll forget?
He will. Not forget, but he'll be so excited by then for the home opener that he's not going to miss the home opener.
Because
he doesn't want to see Joe Robinson.
Well, no, he may go to the home opener, but he's like, yeah, I'm not going to go over there. That guy said I come to all the events.
I don't know. I think you're giving yourself a lot of credit. Every Ravens fan is regimented. So if he goes to every single Raven's walk. He's going to do it again, and he's just going to pretend like nothing ever happened.
Try to get him on the air. So this is your first time at the stadium?
So, yeah. So I don't think – here's what I think. I think that the person who's throwing the shower went up and said, hey, my friend Joe says you go to all the 98 Rock events. I think he was embarrassed by that, and there was a chick there.
Well, he also thinks that you were talking about him.
Which I was.
Yes.
So then he goes, no, I don't, right? So then when I go over there, he's going to lend credibility to it by defending it to the guy who's accusing him of being there. Because as soon as I said it, he was like, I don't go to all the 98 Rock events. And I look over, and the other people that are sitting at the table are like
God,
look, giving,
I wish I was there.
Right? So as soon as he said that, I'm like, I need to fucking extricate myself from this situation. So I go, because obviously it was uncomfortable.
Right.
So I go, oh, I saw you at all the Ravens. He goes, yeah, I'm a Ravens fan. I go, all right, cool. Well, all right, see ya. And I bolted. So let me say this. I can read people pretty well. Okay. I'm telling you, I don't see that guy again.
Okay.
I'm telling
prediction.
You.
Prediction. Now.
Is it possible that she said, hey, my friend Joe says you see him all the time at the Ravens. Like maybe, like she said it in a way that he might have think, oh, I'm going to see Joe. Like I'm going to support him.
And, oh, you
and
mean
he
like
doesn't
she,
really care for you. He's indifferent about
it. It wasn't
you.
That because I said he was a P1.
Although
I said that.
Knowing her, she may have gone up and just been like, hey, I heard you're a big Joe Robinson fan.
Yeah, she might have shit
she
on
might
him.
Have
yeah,
done
yeah.
That.
I am 100% not.
But yeah. That's not what
I'm
I said.
A Tom Arnold, Dan Ninen fan.
What I said is he's a P1. I see him at all the 98 Rock events. Now, she probably went over and said, hey, I hear you go to all the 98 Rock events. And he was probably embarrassed by that. That's probably exactly what happened. And he's like, no, I don't. Which, by the way, he may not. I'm just seeing it every one that yes. I'm at, right? So then when I went over to say, like, hey, thanks for supporting the brand that I'm on, it was too late because he was already embarrassed at the idea that he goes to all the events.
Okay, so you're saying you will not see him again.
I don't believe I will.
You'll see him on the 15th.
I will say that you will see him this season.
Okay, well, I'm not saying I won't see him this season, but I'll bet he doesn't go to the... I'm willing to put cash money that he won't be at the next...
How much? Let's do it.
Just, we'll do a nice dinner.
$50.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, Katie. All right.
We got a shake on
it. We're shaking on
it. My word should be good enough.
Wow. Well done. All right. I guess let's wrap this up. Hey, we're going down to Virginia Beach this Sunday. For Hit Me 90s one more time.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a good venue down there at the Funny Bone.
Then we have a month off. Yes.
We do. We have more, yeah, 6 weeks off, really. Yeah.
And then Halloween starts.
I'm a
football widow.
Can't wait. Well, next week, we normally do, well, we were going to start a tradition of the chat runs the show on Labor Day. But I'm going to be in VA Beach because I have shows after that. So we're going to wait until the following Monday, the 9th, and then we'll have the chat run the show. Is that fair?
Sounds like a fair deal.
I'm
on 98 Rock this Friday morning,
mm-hmm.
if you'd like to listen to me. And I'm also on 98 Rock Tuesday morning, the following Tuesday. Not tomorrow, but when this comes out.
Nice.
The Tuesday following when this comes out.
And so. You're on
Thursday.
Sundays.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. I'm on Thursday. I'm on Friday. I'm on Tuesday. This is the last week of preseason.
Well, you're on September 8th. That's the first day of the season.
All right. So I'm on Friday. Jesus. I'm on Thursday. I'm on Friday. Then I'm on the following Tuesday, which is the 2nd, right?
Third.
The 3rd.
The 3rd, yeah.
Then I'm on Sunday the 8th. There you go.
If the first game is on the 8th, we're not going to get a chance to give our Super Bowl picks.
No, we'll give it next week. You're having
but
a show.
You're
going to
be in.
I can just tell you what it is. It doesn't need to come from my mouth.
And I can just shit on him, and you can't defend it.
There you go. Yes, I'll pick the Ravens then. Just to, you can't. Yeah. Oh, very good.
That's awesome.
Thank you, guys. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.